pretty good sized Korean area downtown on El Paso Street, South El Paso and South Stanton. And I guess there's some, well, of course, there's some Arabs. And those people are here. Of course, the Jewish people. Of course, I think there's been quite a little influx of Jewish people coming to their friend or their family here and all.
I think they've been here for forever, pretty much.
Yeah. Chinese, we have some Chinese down there. And some Japanese. So we got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, we do.
Then we got us.
We even have some Greeks.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Have you been to that little Greek restaurant on Mesa?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, there's been a big change in El Paso. But I guess that's true with every city.
Yeah.
It's all over the country.
Especially cities with potential for growth.
Yeah.
That I think El Paso has.
Look at Dallas, how it's grown. Look at Los Angeles. Just, there's got to be some cities that have gone down in population. And I don't know where they are.
What do you think about the arts in El Paso? Has have the arts flourished more recently?
I think so. I think they're getting more and more.
As I had a friend call me last night, and he said, I just had to call you because I was on the computer, and I saw this thing about Pro Musica in El Paso.
Yeah.
And he says he couldn't believe that he was reading something about El Paso. And I said, well, of course, Pro Musica is good.
And our new arts building downtown is really, really a pretty building.
What is that for? The
for art, paintings and such. And the Pro Musica, you know, Jana is president. She's my daughter-in-law.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. She's married to my oldest son. And she just went in as president of Pro Musica.
Oh, that's neat. Well, congratulations. Congratulate her for me. That's really neat. Well, that's, you know, that's...
Your in-laws have been here a while.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, we've... some of our family has been here since the... probably since the 1860s. At least some of our family has been here that long. But,
Well, now, was your grandfather born here?
No, he was born in Oregon. He's from Oregon.
Yeah. And what about your dad?
My dad's from Long Island. And, but see, my grandmother's parents were, do you know my grandmother? Joan Blake? Her father's family, I think, was... came here with the railroad. That's right. He came here with the railroad. And then in like the 1880s or 70s. And then her mother's family came here. I don't know when they came here. Maybe they were here. Maybe they were the ones who were here earlier than that. But yeah, so we've been here for a long time.
Your grandparents live up the valley, don't they? Warner? What's he doing now?
Oh, taking care of his plants. He has some beautiful roses. So, he does that, and he has a few vegetables. And my grandmother's starting her oil painting again. She was selling real estate for a while, and decided that she was tired of that, so...
wasn't she active in the women's club for a while?
Oh, yeah, she's...
Or still is, maybe?
I don't think she's an officer right now, but of course she's always doing something with the women's club. My mom is the, what I guess, she's the recording secretary of the women's club right now.
Good.
Yeah.
So you're involved.
Yep, we're involved.